After DNA evidence proved Forrest Schomburg did not commit the crime, the state claims board denied his request for more than $100,000 to cover lost wages and legal fees used to prove his innocence. But an Eau Claire County judge later overturned that ruling and reaffirmed Schomburg's right to compensation. 2 months after that ruling in August, Schomburg died of a drug overdose. Nathan Otis now represents Schomburg's estate. He told the claims board this week Schomburg's death doesn't let the state off the hook.
I think this is a case where Mr. Schomburg ran the race and crossed the finish line. And he was just on his way to go collect the medal and unfortunately passed away. That distinction of being alive at the time that ruling is entered and that the right is vested in that compensation is really, at the end of the day, the distinction to make.
If the board does grant Schomburg's claim, the money would go to his estate and be used to cover the legal costs his family spent in proving his innocence. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.